rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Carol. We call roll, please.
President Graves?
Here.
Vice President Dawson?
Not here now. Go ahead.
Director Simon?
Here.
Director Steele?
Here.
Director Tatro?
Here.
Call Dawson again.
Sorry. Director Dawson?
Here.
Thank you. This is the time for public comments. If the public has anything they would like to talk to the board about that is not listed on the agenda, this would be the time to do that. You have 3 minutes in which to discuss whatever it is you'd like to. So if there's anybody that has any comments, this would be the time to come forward.
I've already told Farron this, but I want to tell you that the landscaping on Discovery Bay looks marvelous, and our corner looks really good too. And I don't know what magic you worked on those great big pots on the top of the entrance, but they look like they've got something growing in there, unless it's state flowers you put in there. But good job, Farron.
Any other comments?
Yeah, I need to echo those thoughts as well. We had friends visit who have been longtime Discovery Bay residents. They moved out about 3 or 4 years ago, and they came back and they could not believe the difference in the landscape on Discovery Bay Boulevard. It makes a huge difference. I'm sure it costs money, but it's so much better than it used to be. And I have no doubt without Farron, we would not have that. So I just want to express that. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments? Public comments is closed. Presentations. Any presentations today, staff?
None this evening.
Thank you. This is the time for the President's Report, Director's Comments. Director Tetra, do you have anything to report?
Yes, I do. I have two meetings. First meeting, I went to P6 on the 9th. Meeting highlights, as I saw them, were that they were able to fund the SRO. That's the resource officer for the school for this year, which is good. But because the P6 did fund it, whenever there's no school in session, he'll be a third resident deputy for Discovery Bay. So we get some more benefit out of it. And that was a good thing. They introduced, am I interrupting you gentlemen over here?
No, go ahead.
Thank you.
It's not bothering us at all.
Oh, okay. That's a class. Anyway, they introduced Lieutenant Alan Johnson, and one thing that caught my mind on that is he's going to personally do some traffic enforcement, because they talked about traffic enforcement, and if the deputy did it and the deputy had to go to court, then he could tie him up for 4 hours. But the lieutenant did it. He said, well, it's no big deal. So, sounded good. The grave shift should get better for here. There's a new coverage starting on this Monday, which means that the deputy who could, once he left this area, wasn't required to come back. You know, we have limited people on grave yard shift. Now he'll be back and staying in this area, and they're adding sergeants back to the night shift. And then the meetings will be every other month. And that's that. My written report, pass that down. I also had a Veolia meeting, I don't know, was that last Friday? And we went over, that's kind of an ongoing meeting that we have, and the highlights that I see is, the good thing is that the staffing looks like we've got it up, staffing is up. We've got a new, project manager, I think, here. And we've got all the people here. Hopefully they'll all be able to perform as we all hope, and we'll have a full staff. We do have a list of items that are corrective maintenance items that need to be addressed. We're putting together a list of things, and this Friday I think we're doing a walkthrough. We're going to walk through the facilities and see if we can't identify any other things they want to add to this list. And once we have this list compiled, then we'll add extra resources to get this list whittled down. So that's a positive meeting, and that's
That's all I have.
Thank you. Director Simon? Director Dawson? Director Steele?
Hi, thank you. So on August 13th, we, Rick Howard, President Graves, and myself went over to the East County MAC and with Brian also. And the East County Joint MAC meeting was Saturday morning, opportunity for our CSD to get together with all the other local special districts in the area, Bay Point, Knightson, Byron, and it was over in the Knightson Garden Club. There was some interesting discussion about future plans and public works by the Director of Public Works, Julia Barron. She was discussing a expressway and future plans that may extend from Highway 4 to the Tracy area. And so that was interesting. It's probably a long time off, but there's some. It's been on the plan since the early 60s, probably. They also talked about second units, people adding additional residents to their existing house, and it was kind of interesting about how for a property of 6,000 square feet, you could add on a second unit up to 1,000 feet for a separate residence. And that's I got some paperwork on that. There was a vehicle abatement. If you have problems with broken down vehicles in your driveways, there's a vehicle abatement program. I brought some flyers back for that. And they're active in working on the vehicles and driveways or in front of houses. If you have an abandoned vehicle issue on your property, you can give them a call. So that's all I have for that. That was an interesting meeting. It's held, I'll try to be on a quarterly basis. I'd encourage everybody to come. It's from, it was from 9 to 12. The second meeting I went to was that LAFCO meeting on August 10th in Martinez. And they were talking about the economic sustainability plan for the Delta and how to balance that. So the Delta is still on the radar screen for LAFCO, and several of the commissioners are active in their areas for a joint county and state protection of our asset there. They were talking about a countywide law enforcement review. And they've just gone through and have put out a final draft for approval that details how all the law enforcement agencies in our county work together and their deficiencies and where they excel. And it's a very complete report, and there's some information on that. I think we've got good coverage out here, and the sheriff does a great job for our area. So. That's about all I have right now. There was a communications committee meeting, and we talked about our discoverybasedsurvey.com. If people have, we talked about how our website was working and how we can communicate better at that level. We talked about putting together a newsletter program also for a recommendation. So I think that committee's moving forward, and we should be able to wrap something up with the board in the next month or two. So thank you.
Thank you, Director Steele. The only other addition I would have to that communications committee is we also did talk about using social networking for the advantage of getting instant information to the public, and how that can be done through some of our mobile sites and that type of thing to get instant information to the public to make sure that they're aware of what's going on. But that's a process, and it's going to take a while to get that refined. I don't have anything else to add. I was also at the Joint MAC and the Communications Committee meeting, and Director Steele did a fine job reporting that, so I have no further comment.
Is it possible to ask any questions about the comments from the Director?
Council?
You may ask a question and provide clarification. Just as long as you don't take any concentrated board action.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Flynn.
Thank you. You mentioned the Joint MAC meeting and also the LAFCO meeting, Director Steele. I'm wondering if there were any comments or conversations about the funding issues that districts have and issues with violations of Prop 218 with anybody at those meetings.
I think there was talk about the Brown Act, and I think all the county agencies are working to run lean right now and are gearing towards reductions or are being very conservative on their for fiscal responsibility.
That's regarding Prop 218?
I don't recall directly. I'm on a 218 discussion. Thank you.
Okay, did we move on to the consent calendar?
I'll make a motion. We approve the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any comment from the board or any requests?
Mr. President?
Yes.
I do have one change to the minutes of the consent calendar. The initial set of minutes that came to you have been substituted with a revised set of minutes, and that revised set of minutes that were distributed, I believe, on Monday are the ones that we're seeking approval for this evening.
So should I change my motion to approve the consent calendar and see where the which one the minutes are, item one?
You're just informing us that the ones that were in the that were sent to us are different than the ones that are in our binder. Is that correct?
That's correct. You
so the motion is the same.
The motion would still be the same.
Right. There would be no change.
There's just a substitute set of minutes. Correct.
The mic. The sounds.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
Okay. Is the public allowed to comment on this before you take a vote? Aye. I'm confused about the process here.
I'm sorry, what's your question?
Is the public going to be afforded an opportunity to comment in this section on the consent calendar?
Excuse me if I didn't ask that. I thought I asked if there was any comments about the consent calendar, and I didn't hear anybody say anything, so I assumed
I thought you were directing the board. I didn't know.
My fault. Are there any comments from the public on the consent calendar?
Thank you. I have not had a chance to review the draft minutes. Can we perhaps move this item later and give me a couple of minutes to read the draft, because I just got them when I walked in the door. Is there a way that I can at least have 2 or 3 minutes to look at it? You can move on and come back. It wasn't emailed out to the public.
Sure, Don. What we'll do is postpone the consent calendar. We'll go ahead and move. I would like to, at this point, then move item E to occur after item F, and we will proceed with item F at this point.
Mr. President, if I may, what you can do is pull the minutes from the consent calendar only and move the minutes as a solo item, and then leave the rest of the consent.
Okay, I will pull item E1 and make it item F3. And then we will vote, and then can have the motion amended for the consent. Is that okay, Council?
If Director Simon will just go ahead and retract his motion and make a new motion.
I'm going to retract my motion. I'm going to make a new motion that we pull item one from the consent calendar, that we approve the consent calendar minus item one, and that we move item one to become F3.
I'll second that.
Any other comments or questions from anybody in the room?
Thank you.
Great. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Item F1 under new business. Staff?
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. This is an agency comment request coming to you from the Contra Costa County Department of Conservation and Development. They're requesting comments from the board relative to the Chase Bank that's going in at what used to be known as the Blockbuster Video Store, San Diego Shopping Center. They are requesting a change to the development agreement relative to signage. They're seeking approval to approve, for the county to approve what is normally a 2-foot-high letter sign, so 2 feet in height, 2 feet, 7 5/8 inches in height. So 7 5/8 inches higher. It's their standard size sign. It's what you see in most of their banks. And the county has previously authorized signs to exceed the 2-foot development agreement standard in the past, one of them being Safeway grocery store. So at this point in time, board has any comments relative to the sign itself. We can go ahead and address those.
Any comments from the board?
Not on the signage. I'd heard a rumor that there was going to be a drive-through ATM there. Have you heard anything about that? I just was curious. Thank you.
No, but thank you for clarifying that for staff, because that was my immediate response, is if they've limited the rest of the tenants to a certain sign, it would be fair to bring in another tenant at a larger, but if it's already been a variance, then I personally have no comment one way or another about it. Any comments from the board, any direction?
The only concern that I would have, if we say, yeah, we don't have any problem with this, what happens when CVS comes in and says, look, we want to change ours, and the safety wants to change theirs, and somebody wants to change theirs.
I think CVS is one of the ones that also is granted that, as a major, as what you refer to as anchor tenant of the center. I believe that CVS, when I was speaking to the planner, he did mention CVS. I just wrote down Safeway, but he also did mention CVS.
For clarification, counsel, if we don't. I'm sorry, Steele? I'm Director Steele?
Yeah, I just want to know that it's uniform for all the tenants. We have an office there that I work out of, and I just want to know it's uniform, but, you know, the larger size and the better visibility for this business.
At this point, for clarification, counsel, the board has made several comments. Really, I haven't heard anything too positive or negative, just basically, what is our responsibility here at this point? What direction do we give to staff?
Pardon me, I'm unfamiliar with the jurisdictional issue here?
Generally, in the past, the board has directed staff to draft a letter to the county indicating that we have no negative comments.
Right? Okay.
That we have no negative comments.
Okay. All right. Then if the board, do we have to make a motion on that? Huh? Oh, yeah, public comment. Do we need to make a motion on this, counsel?
You can make a motion to direct district staff to go ahead and issue that letter.
I'll make a motion to direct staff to write a letter that we have no objection to Chase's.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded. Last time for any comment. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Item two.
Item two, Mr. President, members of the board, is before you this evening. During the last budget process for this current fiscal year, you'll recall that we discussed the replacement of a vehicle that we've had in the district. It's been in service since 1999. It's done a great job over the years. The vehicle has recently been placed out of service due to some concerns relative to safety, and so it's not being utilized except for on site. Just to move stuff back and forth from one plant to the next. You should not see it on the highways and byways of Discovery Bay. And as part of the budget process, the board authorized staff to purchase a new vehicle. And that's what this action is tonight. We sent out an RFP for a new vehicle on August the 3rd. We received four bids on August the 12th. Big Valley Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Stockton was the low bidder. The bid sheet is attached at the back of the document, the last page of the agenda package. And they were the low bidder by $4.42 over Tracy Ford. And the folks at Tracy Ford were very disappointed that they didn't beat them out by $5. So Bill Brandt Ford submitted a bid for a vehicle that did not comply with the specs. It was an upgraded XLT F-150, and Walnut Creek Ford submitted a bid of $25,295 for an upgraded vehicle. So Big Valley and Tracy Ford were the two bidders that met the bid specs, and Big Valley Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Stockton is the low bidder. We recommend that be the action tonight to accept and approve that bid. If the board does do so, we have to have the bid we have to have the order placed by tomorrow. It's actually the deadline in order to meet the current model year production run. And I did speak with Big Valley Ford. They're ready to go on that tomorrow. So the board takes action tonight, and it's approximately a 60-day build time. So with that, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Questions from the board? Questions from the public? Looks like we're ready for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept Big Valley Ford at $21,344.63.
I'll second that. And to correct exactly. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I would now entertain a motion to accept the minutes that we received this evening in the packet. Is there any discussion by the board? Any discussion by the public?
Yep. It'll be quick. I just want to see if this is going to be the way the minutes are going to be produced from this point forward.
And how would that be?
The way they are.
Action minutes.
These are the minutes, and these were how they were produced. I do believe that that's what they would be.
In all due respect to Mr. Flynn, Don called me the other day, and he said he did have a concern with the original set of minutes, and that's why they were revised. And the board did take an action previously to adopt the action minutes. And we were trying to, because it was a controversial matter, to give a little bit more information. Mr. Flynn indicated to me that he felt that his comments were taken out of context, and so that's why the minutes were revised, and we should be providing action minutes in the future.
Thank you for that backup.
Yes, sir.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
So I'll second.
Any further comment? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Veolia Water has a report for us.
As Doug's coming up to give the report, I'm sure Doug's going to do it, but I was going to introduce Bernie Sadler. Bernie comes to us from...
Hey, Bernie.
Veolia plant in northern Oregon near Portland. Thank you. And has started officially full-time this past Monday as our new project manager. He is a Discovery Bay resident. His kids are attending Discovery Bay schools. So he lives in town, and we're very happy to have him aboard.
Thanks for coming. Okay, Doug, you're on.
Yeah. So I don't think
Doug,
I
do me a favor. Push that podium forward so we can see you past that column meeting. Even so Ray can see you. Yeah. You see him, Ray?
I don't think Bernie needs any more of an introduction than that. He does have a good amount of wastewater experience. He's been in the industry for almost 20 years. He's been around the world working on wastewater. So I think he's a good addition. I think he's going to bring a fresh management approach to our project here. As far as the monthly report, I'm going to let you parse through the data tables. I'm going to hit the highlights of the report. If there's any unusual data, I'll point that out. Going into the water services, there were 23 brown water calls in the month of July. We've been investigating that. We have brought in an outside resource from our Indianapolis project to review the water treatment operations and the flushing plan, distribution flushing plan, and valve exercising. I'm expecting a report from him on Friday. And conference call on Friday. We believe we have narrowed the brown water complaints down to one of the filters, filter C at the Willow treatment plant, and that filter is currently offline.
Did we just replace all the media in those filters recently?
In filters A and B. Not C. The median filter C is roughly 4 to 5 years old, which is not its full life cycle. We're still investigating why the media may not be performing.
Okay, thank you. I just remember that occurring. Mm-hmm.
There was a communications link problem between the Willow Lake Water Treatment Plant and the main SCADA system. That was repaired in July. It caused several false call outs. There was also a position sensor at the Newport Water Treatment Plant that caused manual operations at that facility for roughly a day and a half until the switch was repaired. In the wastewater portion, we're discussing new hires. Ray, you pointed out that we're fully staffed. We're actually one overstaffed right now with the addition of a temp services maintenance technician. There was a
new hire, instrument control and electrical, that started on July 25th. He's been working out very well. The inflow loading study was completed in July. It was a 2-week study measuring flow and inflow of BOD, TSS, and some other parameters. The data related to that is being analyzed right now. It will be part of the master plan. There's a power outage that occurred at plant one that was related to a bird finding its way into an MCC panel. So there were repairs made to that panel to prevent that from happening in the future.
How'd the bird make out?
Not well. The belt filter press has been down. There's a single belt filter press unit for dewatering sludge. It's been down due to a tear in the belt. The belts have been ordered. This time we've ordered a spare. Yeah. And there's two different kinds of belts that have been ordered. One is a seamed belt, which requires less effort to put on. The other is a seamless, which is imported from Europe. Has a long lead time, but that's the belt that's supposed to be on the unit. Going to maintenance, the internet service at the wastewater treatment plants and the SCADA system was improved due to a stronger repeater that was placed in the network, and also new radios that were installed in between the marina and the wastewater treatment plant. It's made a huge difference in internet service and the wastewater.
Right.
Yep. As Ray pointed out, the corrective's maintenance list is growing, and that is just an inherent part of better management of the maintenance database. So we're capturing all the corrective maintenance needs in that database. So we should see that list growing, and then eventually that list should be going down. I think those are the highlights. One last item, I guess. Veolia purchased some parts for the Backer truck. It was a probably, if I remember right, $2,500 to $3,000 for suction tubes and nozzles. They're items that are going to make the use of the Backer truck easier for our crews. We purchased them on our dime just to facilitate our efforts. So just wanted to point that out. Are there any questions?
Ray, any questions?
No.
Mark?
No.
Chris?
No.
Brian? I'll get to the public and all. I just want to make a comment. I'm okay with reports. I know Gerald spent time putting together PowerPoints for us, and we appreciate that. I don't want to discount that effort, but I'm okay with reports coming like this and being spoken without PowerPoints. Is the rest of the board okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that way you can focus your time on other things. And we're, so it's a little different this time. A lot of times you've had the PowerPoints. Don't know why we don't, but we're okay with this. As far as I'm concerned, this report was very, very well done, and I like the process.
Okay, yeah. I think you need the highlights. If you want visuals, that's fine. Sometimes they're useful. I think we just need to give you the highlights so you can make the decisions.
Appreciate that very much, Doug.
Bernie will be giving a report next month.
Great. I'm looking forward to that. Any questions or comments from the public for Veolia?
I have a question. It's regarding Veolia. I know there was a fine. I think it was around $15,000. And there was a discussion about whether or not Veolia was going to pay it, or we were going to pay it, and the district paid it. And then there was a comment in the press, the newspaper, saying that Veolia may come and help pay for that or do something. Is there a final conclusion on that yet?
I personally don't know which fine you're referring to without some better reference than that, but maybe staff.
Really?
It's
a fine. I
think it was around $15,000 in this year.
I believe he's referring to the five mandatory penalties
that
the board authorized payment for relative to the UV 3000
plus
system. They were five 5 fines and $3,000 each for a total of $15,000.
Yeah, that was way off.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, one fine of 15 is different than 5 fines of minimum minimum required fines. That's huge.
So is there a conclusion on that?
No, there isn't. And the reason why it hasn't been concluded yet is because the project is still working through its final stages, and there were multiple hands on that project. There were contractor hands, there were our hands, there were Viola hands, and we haven't closed that project out yet. And so once that project gets closed out, we will have a final determination.
Thank you, Sally. Any other questions, comments? Great. Thank you again, Doug. Appreciate it very much. Farron, I think that we'll hear from you at this point.
I have a PowerPoint, is that okay?
Absolutely.
Just give you a few project updates on the main things we're working on right now. Of course, Cornell's got most of my time. I did show this to you last time, but just because we're going to look at some of the pictures of what's going on, I just wanted you to kind of have an overview of what's going in. So this is a lunar net structure. It'll be a climbing structure. It'll go on the east side of the playground. Oh, I'm going backwards, I'm sorry. This is an ADA accessible merry-go-round, and that's a corkscrew spinner, so that actually spins while the child plays on it. And then the structure we have, our color scheme is in blue, yellow, and red, so different. We're also putting a tower wall around the edge, the entry perimeters. Here's my plug, they're $35. If you have something great, like an anniversary on the 19th that you want to celebrate, and put a tile that we are going to, the tiles, it will look like we're going to put them up in phases, so there's actually time, so we'll put one wall up now before the park opens, and then as we sell more tiles, we'll come back and install another wall at a later date. Here is the project as they started. This is mobilization before they started demo. So this was originally two separate play areas. This is the beginning of demo, going through tearing everything up. They brought out an excavator to, they had to put in a new storm drain line. Through the hill, it got put. The trench was, I believe, like 7.5 feet deep. So it was a pretty intense trench. This is the storm drain. And sub base, at this point, they've already connected the two circles, taken out the third in the back, and we're starting there to just level everything out. The first pour was interesting. Apparently, the concrete design that was spec'd can be used on high-rise buildings in San Francisco. So it's a very strong cement, and they had a really hard time getting it to move through the line. Once they got going, it was okay. But this is what they're pouring here is the ADA ramp, which was one of the amendments, or the, I'm sorry, the changes that had to be made in order to pull our permit. This is the ramp as it's being completed. The pouring of the walls, the tile walls, and the pedestrian concrete area entry that used to be turf and a portion of a sidewalk, and that was all replaced, finished. And this is our tiles. We did a couple, this is what the tiles look like. If you do want to do one, you can call the office and we'll set up an appointment for you, but they are coming out beautifully. They look awesome. Regatta Park, the basketball court project. I know this is a very long, ongoing project. I do have some good news, or at least some news. We have started a project management team with the county. We finally kind of agreed and came to a decision on how this was going to go to bid, who was going to contract for it, because we're not the technical owner. So they are keeping us in the loop. The team consists of myself, Steve Jordan from General Services with the county, and then as well as Vina Zayas of Special Districts. And because the construction cost is estimated to be under $100,000, we're going to have a really short bid process. That bid package is being under final review right now, and we're anticipating being able to release it next week or the week after that. They're looking at a 3-week opening, and hopefully like another 2 weeks to contract. So we're shooting to have this done before the rain comes this year. So it's really tight, but we're really trying to make it happen. So it looks like it, and so far it's good. We haven't had any permit requirements from the county on it, so we're green light. Skipper Bay Boulevard standpoint, I think you've seen some of these before. This is pre any construction. This is finished since last time we saw. We had to upgrade some of the valves and put a two-wire system in so that we didn't have to tear up the entire levee to improve the irrigation. This is after demo and today. So a couple of finished pictures. Green Valley Landscape, I just wanted to give them a little high five, even though they're not here. They've done a couple projects. They did a Willow Lake and then this project for us as well. They're the low bidders on both and they did an excellent job. They were an absolute pleasure to work with. Our in-house projects, this is Discovery Bay Boulevard before we got started. We're trying to improve the landscape on the opposite side of the road from the Discovery Bay, from the previous project we just saw. We're using our in-house labor and just putting our materials list out to bid and, you know, going with low bidder on that. And it's so far in the section that we've completed, we're around $16,000. And so we're doing really well with what we have. And we are trying to match the plant material that was put in on the other side. So we have a more cohesive look looking down. So this is finished. And they just finished their final planting today and will finish mulching tomorrow. So that first section will be completely done by tomorrow. That's it.
Great, thank you. Any comments from the any comments from the board?
As we heard earlier during public comment, I just wanted to let you know that I've had numerous people who live here, who don't live here, and have just come back and seen it, that the Discovery Bay Boulevard looks fantastic. So
great.
Just want to say thanks.
Thank you.
Any comments from the public or questions for Farron? Other than those that, yes, Mr. Cure.
Yeah, Farron, are you going to continue down on the side of Discovery Bay Boulevard?
That's my intention. The board had set aside some money for it in our budget, and until I get close to running out, I was just going to keep going. So,
great job. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate it. And nice pictures.
Yeah.
Rick, you have a report?
I just have one item, and that is that in the back of the room by the front door, you can see that the AED is installed. So if those of us in the room, Farron, Carol, and I are the only ones that are certified to save your life, so you better watch out. But anyway, no, we're pleased to have it. AMR graciously donated that to us as part of their community outreach. They're trying to get them in all parts of the community, the more the better. We were lucky we got one that was destined for someone else that they moved or something happened, so we kind of slipped in the back door on that one. We were able to get that. So. We're pleased to have it, and I'd like to thank the Supervisor Pifo's office and her staff for really being the catalyst with AMR for that to take place, so we're pleased to have it.
Director Simon has informed me that there, just for informational purposes, there has been one at the Yacht Club now for a couple of years, and it's, to our best recollection, I believe there's one at the Country Club also. So anyway, that's just something to keep in mind, that there are at least three of them around town at this point that we're aware of. Council.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just have one informational item for the public. This evening, the board convened a special meeting at 6:30, and we had one item for discussion. That was a closed session item pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9B1. One case, the district was in receipt of some correspondence from Mr. William R. Richardson. This was regarding an alleged violation of Government Code Section 54954.6. That government code section relates to notice requirements for special taxes, new assessments, etc. And the board convened to close session on that item at 6:31. There were four directors present. Those were Grace, Simon, Steele, and Tetro. Director Dawson was absent. And based on a finding that there was no violation of this government code section, the board voted unanimously to reject a demand for cure that was contained in that correspondence and directed legal counsel to correspond in writing to the complainant.
Thank you, counsel. We pretty much covered committee reports, I believe, under our director's comment. Is anything else we've done at this point? Is there anything anybody would like to add in regards to committee reports? Great. Moving on. Yes, Mr. Kerr.
Kevin, I have a question for the manager. You never gives a chance to ask a question.
Would you come to the microphone? I'm sorry. On Rick's comments, you mean?
Yeah, on the manager's report.
Okay.
I had a question for
him. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, what is the status of the wastewater 10-year study?
That was actually somewhat discussed in the Veolia report. They did a two-week, our consultants did a two-week testing, and that testing was recently completed. The data is now being analyzed. We anticipate once the data is analyzed and is confirmed and validated, that will be then input into the final report, to the final draft report, which will then be released to the public and to the board. And in conversations I've had with the consultants, we're looking at probably the end of September.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Rick, thanks. Sorry, both Rich and Rick. Sorry, thank you. Get that straight. Correspondence is listed. Public record requests, there are none this time. And are there any future agenda items?
I have a question about the public record request. What is the policy for listing items in a public record request, because I'm aware of at least one public record request in the last 2 weeks, and it's not listed. For me?
Did
you pass it on to Calista? I guess I'm asking the president. What is the procedure?
The procedure is that when we get a public records request, it's listed in the section that says public records request. That's the procedure.
I don't remember when you sent it in, Don. I don't know what day it was.
It was subsequent to the last meeting. The middle of last week. Anyway.
If we missed it, it'll be on the next one.
I can resend it. I just want to make sure that it's in the pipeline. I'll resend it.
Got it.
Okay, thanks.
Future agenda items.
I just wanted to, when we had done the internship program, it was a pilot program, so I just want to make sure that, you know, some kind of update and, it's going to come to the board. Since public records requests were brought up, I'd like to have an agenda item on how to deal with public records that are made and fulfilled and never picked up.
Any other items? Meeting adjourned.